Reds and Nationals on Friday. On a team full of stars, it would be Nationals' Brian Goodwin that would have the most memorable night. He's up in the bottom of the first against Reds rookie right-hander Luis Castillo.
That ball is hit hard to deep right center. See you later. Number five for Brian Goodwin.
Shipped on for Murphy, 1-1.
And he jacks one into the right field corner. Gone! And it's a 5-3 game. Goodwin hits another hard one. Heading for the scoreboard. Tie game. See you later.
Brian Goodwin, two homers tonight. Goodwin, ground ball into right field, a base hit. Turner's going to speed for third as Schebler will play it in towards second. Now the Nationals have the winning run 90 feet away.
I'll tell you what, he lives for this at-bat. He really does.
Harper to right. That's a game winner up against the wall, and the Nats win it.
Bryce Harper is being chased out of the outfield grass as the Nationals win in 10 innings, 6-5.
He'd rather be up in that situation and fail than not be in that situation at all.
Brian Goodwin's first career multi-home run game helps the Nationals to a 6-5 win over the Reds on Friday. It was a mixed bag for Reds rookie Luis Castillo in his first big league start. 5 innings, 2 runs, 5 hits, 5 walks, and he strikes out 5. The Nationals start a stretch of 14 of their next 17 games at home in a great way on Friday, picking up a 6-5 win in 10 innings over the Reds. Here's Washington manager Dusty Baker.
You know, but our bullpen was equally tough on them. And, you know, we talk a lot of stuff on them, but they did a great job tonight, an outstanding job. And, you know, to win a game like that, you know, with nobody on and two outs after leaving a number of runners on base, we had a lot of chances. But, you know, we kept grinding, and, man, that was great to see Harp, you know, come through like that. It was, you know, Goody had a big night. You know, he had a real big night. And it's just nice to win one, especially start this homestand off like this.
The approaches of the hitters in that last inning, a lot of deep counts, some opposite field.
Well, deep counts were not by design. It was because he was making quality pitches. And the opposite field was the only thing that, you know, he gave Trey to hit. And then Goody got a big hit, and then, you know, Harp came through. So first time we've seen a number of those guys over there. You know, they got some good arms in the bullpen over there. And first time we've seen Iglesias, period. So it was a good game. It was a good game for the fans. I just wish in a situation like that, you know, we'd have a little more noise and energy in the ballpark. And that really helps us out, especially when you're home, because when we're on the road, there's plenty of noise on the other side.
Dusty, Bryce is already, to this point in his career, had a number of walk-off hits. Mm-hmm. In your experience, the guys who do that fairly regularly, what qualities do they possess?
Well, number one, they want to be in that situation. Number two, they usually make contact in those situations. And, you know, you get a good pitch to hit, and you hit to the, situation that you're in. And, So you have to have very high concentration in that situation. You got to continue to breathe, and, you know, so that your heart is pounding. You know, your heart's pounding, but your mind has to be calm in order to control, you know, your beating heart. So that's a situation where, you know, you played that game in your mind 1,000 times or in the backyard, and, you know, that's what you live for.
Goodwin's been swinging a bad lately.
Who's that?
Brian Goodwin.
Well, you know, Goody's he's learning. He's learning how to hit, and he's learning very quickly, and he listens to instructions. And, you know, we have a very, you know, good batting coach core here. He works, and he wants to stay here. And that's, you know, hunger will drive a man to do more than, you know, he's capable. More than he knows he's capable of doing. And so, I mean, he seems kind of unfazed in most situations. And, you know, he wants to, like I said, he wants to stay here.
Did you think Bryce maybe got the ball against Segrani. Did you think he, that one?
No, it was going to be a wall scraper because he hit it up so high. And then when I saw Billy Hamilton's approach to go back on it, you know, he was poisoned to, you know, to jump on the wall and catch that ball. And I've seen Billy do that many, many times. So, no, I was hoping, but I really didn't think that he got it because he hit it up so high.
Bryce Harper comes up with a game-ending hit. Here's Harper on the field.
I just wanted to go home. I didn't want to play any more extra innings. Just trying to go up there, have a good at-bat. Trying to end it in the ninth right there and, just missed that pitch. So, had some pretty good at-bats today and, you know, took it into that one.
You've had so much success over the course of your career when the game is on the line. What do those moments bring out of you?
That's when it matters. You know, that's what matters most, you know, trying to go up there and be as clutch as you can for your team. I mean, everybody played well today and swung the bat well. I mean, 1-9, and, what a performance by Goody tonight as well.
Your offense has won games where you guys have dominated from the get-go. It wasn't like that tonight. You had to scratch and claw back into this ball game. What do wins like this tell you about your ball club?
Yeah, as well as I do, we just try to come out here and, put good bats on, when we can. And our pitchers do a great job of throwing strikes and do what they can. And, we never quit. When we're down, we never quit. When we're ahead, we never quit as well. So, what a great night for us tonight.
Saturday's pitching matchup has Homer Bailey going for the Reds against Joe Ross of Washington.